Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. For believers in the race of life, a good question might be, just where did this track begin? What was it like before the earth was created? If you've ever wondered about things like these, stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Sometimes God's ways seem inexplicable. Today, Pastor Lutzer begins a series asking the question, what is God up to? Now, let's go back to the very beginning, a time when God was alone.
I want you to know that the most important thing about you is what you think of God. That's the most important thing about you. As you know, I've just returned from Japan and I visited a Shinto shrine. I didn't go inside of it, but as I stood outside, I saw people lining up, coming to clap their hands, to ring a bell, to awaken the gods, and then to give some money. The people that I was with said that in Japan there are 8 million gods. 8 million gods. But because there are so many, there is not one god who really commands the allegiance of anyone, or who is worthy of the allegiance of anyone. And so we live in a day and age when paganism is alive and well in different parts of the world. Of course, as Christians, we believe that there is only one God and that He has revealed Himself through the Bible, and the evidence that God has indeed revealed Himself through this book is overwhelming. That we see through a glass darkly, but thankfully we do see, and we get glimmers of what God is like and what His purposes are in this world. Of course, the fact that God has revealed Himself to us in the Bible does not mean thereby that we have all the answers. We are deeply perplexed over problems such as the difficulty of evil. When you stop to think of it, you realize that when God chose to create, He already knew ahead of time that that creation would include within it the fact that young children would be abused by their parents, that there would be wars, that there would be problems and earthquakes and alienation and divorce and distress and ill health, and the list could go on and on. In the 18th century, there was a huge earthquake in Lisbon. And when that earthquake took place, the people ran into a church for sanctuary, for refuge. And then the church collapsed. That was the beginning in that area of a tremendous amount of skepticism and anger and hostility toward God. What is it that God is up to in the world? Why is it that God, the creator of the sun and the moon and the stars, chose to create man and angels that eventually became demons? Why is all this human suffering worth it? What is His hidden agenda in the universe? Now, there was a time, of course, when God was alone. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created, but before He created, He existed as God, and God alone. We don't know how long that period of time was, but we do know, of course, that there was a period in which God existed, and nothing else existed beside Him, because He is the Creator, and before He created, there was only God. What I'd like to do today is to give you five attributes of God, five attributes and some verses of Scripture to go with them. And because our time is limited, we will not necessarily turn to all these verses, but you can write them down so that you can read them later. What is God like? First of all, I wish to say a word about the eternality of God, the fact that He is indeed eternal. It says in Psalm 90, verse 2, that before the mountains were formed or the earth was brought forth, catch this expression now, from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Now we are eternal also. Having been created, we are going to live forever. Stop and think that one through. Visualize a bird coming to this earth every million years and taking one grain of sand. And then in a million years' time, he comes and takes another grain of sand. Do you realize that by the time all the mountain ranges and all of the sand of the earth, all of the molecules that make up this existence that we call planet Earth, it would have been moved to another planet? By the time that has happened, eternity has not yet begun. Because it is incorrect to speak of the beginning of an infinite series, because a beginning implies an end. Think of how awesome eternity is, and you're going to be around that long. But the Bible says that from everlasting to everlasting, God is the Lord. That is to say that God is not only eternal in the sense that he has an eternal future, but he has an eternal past. He existed from all time. He never had a beginning. God always was. Now that leads us, of course, to the boundaries of our imagination, because it's not possible for us to grasp it, but how wonderful it is to contemplate it. You realize, of course, that if God did not exist from all eternity, nothing now would be in existence. If there was ever a time when there was absolutely nothing, nothing would have ever come to be, because from nothing, nothing can arise. And that's why there had to be something that existed from all eternity that did not have a beginning, so that all of the creation could be explained. God is eternal. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. This, by the way, is one of the reasons why atheistic evolution is so absolutely foolish. Because there are even scientists who believe that at one time there was nothing, and then suddenly from nothing, all of the galaxies of the heavens came to be. And so an evolutionist believes that nothing times nobody equals everything. That's difficult to believe. The eternality of God. Secondly, the immensity of God. The immensity of God. How big is this being we call God? After Solomon dedicated the temple, he said in 1 Kings 8, verse 27, during the dedicatory prayer, he said, "The heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I have built." Solomon was saying, you can dwell in this house, but certainly not all of you can dwell in this house. Not all that there is to God can dwell there, because even the heavens of the heavens cannot contain thee. God is bigger than the heavens. It is unthinkable that God would have created a universe that was bigger than he is. So how big is the universe? Now I need to remind you, of course, that light travels at 186,000 miles a second. That means it goes around the world approximately 6 times in just 1 second. That's how fast light travels. Light from the sun, which has to come 93 million miles, takes 8 minutes to get here. And so the light that you see from the sun has been traveling for 8 minutes to make it here over that expanse of 93 million miles. But I want you to be reminded that there is a star near Orion. There is a star that has light that travels to the earth, and it takes 525 years for that light to get here. Remember back in 1517 when Martin Luther, on the 31st of October, nailed those theses on the door of the church in Wittenberg? Now when I say remember that, it's not that I think that you were there when it happened, but I'm just simply reminding you of that historical fact that you have read about. Do you realize that light from that star that began on that day that Luther tacked those theses to the door of the church in Wittenberg, it has not yet arrived. It's on its way. It's hustling at 186,000 miles a second, but it's not here yet. Give it another 25, 50 years, and then it will arrive. Now, here's what I want you to understand. That star's diameter is twice the diameter of the Earth's orbit around the sun. I just read this past week that star has a diameter between 300 and 400 million miles, and it is constantly expanding and shrinking. So sometimes it's only 300 million miles, and sometimes it's 400 million miles. But what an awesome star! What an awesome star it is. And you realize, of course, that that star is only one among thousands of trillions of stars. Chicago Tribune carried an article last year that said astronomers have discovered more than a dozen evenly distributed clumps of galaxies. Galaxy has hundreds of millions of stars, and there are clumps of galaxies stretching across vast expanses of the heavens, suggesting a structure to the universe that is so regular and immense that it defies current theories of cosmic creation and evolution. It says that this dwarfs the existence of long sheets of galaxies that were dubbed the Great Wall. I need to read only one more paragraph. Scientists were described to see so many large clumps rather than a more uniform distribution of matter, but they were astonished to find the clumps so evenly spaced, each either 400 million or 800 million light years apart, depending on assumptions of how rapidly the universe is expanding. The regularity is mind-boggling, said David Koo, one of the astronomers at the University of California in Santa Cruz. Mind-boggling. We're talking about hundreds of millions of light years, thousands of trillions of stars. Do you remember that spaceship that we sent up? I say we, I had no personal involvement except that some of my tax money was used. There was a time, you know, when a trip to outer space taxed only the imagination. Now it has other implications. But that thing is traveling at 65,000 miles an hour. Now that's going rather slow in relationship to the speed of light. I mean, that's just hobbling along at 65,000 miles an hour. You know, of course, it took 12 years to get to Triton, and now it is headed for the stellar universe, and it will have to travel 600 years before it comes to the closest star, and after that it can go on into infinity, and it will never come to the end, and God is beyond that infinite end. The heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I have built.
Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutz, and there's nothing that I can say to add to that. It just boggles my mind. But let me talk about something that is more pressing to you directly, and that is your emotions. I've written a book entitled Managing Your Emotions. The subtitle is God's Good Gifts Gone Wrong. For a gift of any amount, this book can be yours. And this is one of the last days we're making it available. Take advantage of this offer. Make sure you get your copy of Managing Your Emotions.
Today, Erwin Lutzer opened his series on What is God Up To? With a look at the very beginning. Next time on Running to Win, more on the power of God and the mystery of that time before creation. Pastor Lutzer's book on Managing Your Emotions can transform your life. This book will be sent as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.